Now, some other tech updates is just coming from the expected Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. Now, I had this conversation with someone outside the country on Twitter, and we're talking about the naming system. Why would Samsung not retain Samsung Galaxy Fold? Why did they have to put the Z inside of it? Now, I have some speculations, and I said something that it could be as a result of this. Number one is that Samsung is working on two types of foldable, the horizontal form factor and the vertical form factor. The horizontal form factor is what is called Fold. They released one last year that flopped, and they said they were going to release the Fold 2. They've been delaying and delaying and delaying, but Samsung went ahead to work on their Galaxy Z Flip, the one that flips like the Motorola Razr. And rather than just leave the Fold 2 as Fold 2, Samsung now named this upcoming Fold 2 as a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. That's a lot of name. Why not just stick with Fold 2? But I have a theory. Currently, the maximum screens we have for foldable is 2. What if Samsung is trying to establish a name for a tri-fold screen? You know, Z is up, angle, and down. So that is, if we're to transform that into a screen, that will be a tri-fold screen. That is my own personal view about the Z concepts. I don't know if Samsung has filed a patent for a tri-fold screen, but if I was to guess, that would be my own stuff. That would be my own guess as regards that. Now, also, the iPhone 12 is rumored, and the iPad is rumored to be coming out October. We don't know how true that is. We don't know how concrete that particular information is. So, those of you wanting iPhone 12, by all means, and the new iPads, you might want to put your minds say between September and October. Let's see if the good news comes from there. Now, some new updates have come up on Telegram. Now, one of the updates is the ability to support up to 3 devices on desktop. Now, this feature is already on the app version, but they have just introduced it to the web version. I believe why Telegram is doing this lot of work is because all this update is similar to what WhatsApp is working on. So it would be cool for Telegram to push all their major updates before WhatsApp starts pushing theirs. And one of those that update for WhatsApp is the support on multiple devices. But my question has always been, if you support more than one device, how do we maintain the, how do we maintain the end-to-end encryption? So WhatsApp will just have to give a detailed view about that. Now, Telegram now supports sharing of multiple files, but the maximum of a single file must be 2 gigabytes per file. So it allows sharing of multiple files. A single file is 2 gigabytes, nothing more. And some updates coming from Qualcomm. Qualcomm is working on a processor, a better processor that will charge your phone from 0 to 50% in 5 minutes. That is insane, and I don't know what they are going to do about such phones. So let's keep our fingers crossed and wait for Qualcomm. Now, and I'm going to end this with a sad news. Intel engineering chief bids farewell. They're trying to overhaul the entire engineering segment of Intel. Remember, Apple is pulling away from Intel, and AMD seems to be gearing harder and harder to the forefront to dominate rather than Intel. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope something wowing comes from Intel, especially their 7-nanometer chipset. This is the Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater Heights.